Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo ho 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 ho! It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday here on Fox Sports Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
We will, Bill. Tire Rack.
Do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And my goodness gracious, welcome in Rob Parker along with the man, Mark Wilson, filling in for Chris Broussard. What's up, Mr. Mark Wilson?
Yay for me. Oh, man. Look at that introduction. A Parker and the Man reunion program.
That's what it is. And for people who don't know, and Mark has done the show, how many times did you do it before, Mark? Once or twice?
I've done a couple three
times. But Mark, every so often, fills in. And for people in Detroit, they know, but people nationally don't. Mark and I had a very successful 10-year run together as a radio show in Motown called Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
In fact, I thought today was an As the Nose Grows Wednesday.
That's right. Might have been in those days. No
and,
doubt.
Hey, hold on a second. Before you just diminish time frame, dude, and he knows I love my R. Parker. It's going to be like this is going to be way too much because I'm getting sentimental in my old age. You won't believe this. And let me tell you something, people that listen to the Odd Couple program. Thank you, Chris, for letting me sit in here. Rob has a little trouble with time frame. Sometimes.
I don't. I'm bad with time.
He's terrible. So he kind of throws out 10 years. It's a little bit more. And we've probably done, I would say, in the neighborhood of 4,000 to 5,000 shows together.
That's, oh, my God.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
And that includes Lions pregame and postgame.
Yes, we used
I'm
to do
throwing
that.
In my Mariucci show and my Dre Bly show and my Rod Marinelli show. You love Rod Marinelli.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to tell him something that's going to blow his mind. Are you ready, people? 2023, when we flip the calendar, will mark 25 years since we did our first one.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
Rob, and Rob's going to say, that wasn't 25. That was just 1998. That's not 25 years ago.
Isn't that scary, though? That we did our show 25 years ago was our first show.
When we flip the calendar, it's September, right. But it'll be 1998 to 2023. It'll be 25 years since we did our first one.
That's crazy. And you know what? You still got those great pipes, and you sound great.
I don't know about all that.
And let's go here before we welcome in the Odd Couple crew and get ready. But we had one of I still say it's the best opening to a radio show.
We did love it.
I always loved it. And we almost tried to, you remember what? We had a new boss who wanted to scrap it. And we did it for one day and people went crazy.
No, it wasn't just that. Rob threatened to walk off.
That's right.
He threatened to quit.
But here it is. Here's for people in Detroit. You ready to reminisce? Reunion?
Roll it.
Here we go. The Odd Couple. I mean, right here. The Sports Night with Parker and the Man theme song. And there
she's
you
great.
Go. My
she's God. Great.
And she sounds wonderful.
She
All
sounds
right.
great.
But
I got a tape. By the way, Rob, I got a text. Someone said about the 25 years.
Yes.
And I said, no, that's true. And, of course, that's three different stations. We went back to one again.
Yes.
We worked before. But I did want to say that we were only 12 years old when we started.
Yeah. We're still young guys.
Yeah.
All I mean, right.
You were 12.
But we're all ready to go. Mark Wilson, Rob Parker here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because, Mark, we wouldn't be able to do this radio show without them. Of course, Rob G is our producer. Alex is our engineer.
Alex in the golden tones.
Yes. And Nick Cope is at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. Hey, Mark, let's jump in. And the big story, and Mark lives in Las Vegas, so this is right up his alley. Because the big news coming out of the NFL is that the Raiders have decided to pull the plug on the season and to bench Derek Carr. Instead, Jarrett Stidham, who they acquired in an offseason trade from the Patriots, will start the rest of the games. And Carr's done. They want to send him home, Mark. They can get out of his contract by February and not have to pay the entire $33 million that he's owed. And let me tell you straight up, Mark, I know he hasn't had a good season. And the last time we saw him play, he had three picks. He looked awful.
Yep.
But this is nonsense. Balderdash, poppycock, because the real issue is not Derek Carr. It's Josh McDaniels. How in the world did they pick up the players that they picked up, right, in the offseason?
Yeah.
And how in the world did this team take a step backwards? They have Devontae Adams. They don't know how to use him. You mean to tell me Derek Carr doesn't know how to throw the ball to Devontae Adams? Or is it the scheme?
No, that's his college buddy from Fresno. That's why they want him. He and D. Carr are buds from way back.
And here's the other one, Mark. This year, the Raiders have blown three leads of 17 points or more.
That's
ridiculous. Is that
that's
a quarterback
incredible.
Issue or is that's that a coaching it. Issue?
Well, all right, look. First of all, I'm not the biggest McDaniels guy. I'll tell you that right now, okay? But I know what Mark Davis was thinking when he hired him. He thought he deserved another chance after Denver and the Indianapolis fiasco. He gave him that chance. It's Mark Davis's call. There's nobody else. Mark Davis makes the call. When he brought McDaniels in, he thought, obviously, an offensive guy. He's got the rings with Belichick. We know where it's going. What Davis wants, Davis gets. But Derek, and look, here's the Raider problem. There's a Raider problem. It's not just McDaniels and Carr. This team has gone to two playoffs since they went to the Super Bowl in 2002. That's 20 years ago in the two playoffs. Lost both games. Derek Carr started one just this past January, and the previous one in 16 was Connor Cook from Michigan State. Connor Cook started that playoff game and lost to the Texans when Carr was injured. Derek Carr's gone to one playoff. He's played in one playoff game. So for me, there's more of a Carr problem than McDaniels because he just got there, Rob. He just got there. I get it. Bad first year. Not a great first year. They didn't expect him to be 6-9 and have three of those horrible games. But he did just get there. So if you want to – I mean, look – I guess all bets are off when Nathaniel Hackett gets fired in the first year. I've even heard talk people say they want to fire McDaniels. You just got it. What do you want to do? There's no plan B, Rob. No plan B for Mark Davis.
I get that, Mark, but this is strictly a financial deal. And from this standpoint, Mark, if they didn't owe They had to have a settlement with John Gruden, right? All right, that was a big money. They had owed him $40 million on the books. I don't know what they settled on, but it was a lot of money. Then they get
a lot of new house, by the way, for Gruden.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Southern Island.
But McDaniels, it just got there. They gave him, I believe, Rob G, a 4-year contract, right? So there's 3 years left at big money. So they don't want to pay out another coach. But if the roles were reversed, Mark, and it was Josh McDaniels with an out in February, and you still had Derek Carr with years to go, and you couldn't like let him go, I bet you it would be reversed. This is a financial thing. They're making an excuse and doing this. And then here's the other problem: if you want to put a younger quarterback in, right, who maybe could be your starter. But Jared Stidham, Mark, there's no future there. He's not going to be your starting quarterback next year. You're wasting snaps on Jared Stidham. This is punishment for Derek Carr.
First of all, Jared Stidham was with McDaniels in New England.
That's nice, but is he going to be the quarterback next year?
And yes, he's only thrown 61 passes. He's got 2 TDs and 4 picks. It's his first start coming up against the Niners. But I really believe that McDaniels thinks there's something there with Stidham. I think he wants to see if he can play. Now, as far as Derek Carr goes, I see this a lot, the press stuff with McDaniels and Carr. I still never saw the love. I think it was just because he inherited Carr. I never thought that McDaniels should have the gig in the first place. I thought Rich Bisaccia should have kept the gig.
He only went to the playoffs.
Yeah, a great interim run. And after the whole Gruden, I don't even want to, worse than fiasco or chaos, worse than it. And he righted that ship in the locker room and with all the guys, Max Crosby, and Josh Jacobs and others, and Darren Waller. There's just a bunch of Hunter Renfrow. But I think in this situation, McDaniels is getting his way on the quarterback. I never saw him take the Derek Carr from day one. Just didn't see it.
Mark, Derek Carr did not have a good year. Okay, I'll be the first one. I'm not trying to protect him.
And he's got
him.
Great career numbers. If you looked at his numbers.
His numbers are good, but he's had a bad year. Okay, yep. I'll give you that.
Leads the league in interceptions.
But Mark, the 3 blown 17-point leads, that's your season. Mark, that's your season if you're the Raiders. You can sit here and dress it up and want to pin it on one guy. The one guy who's been terrible at his job as a head coach, Mark, since he won his first 6 games in Denver is Josh McDaniels. Why? Why are we acting as if there's nothing to see here? He's been, look at his record. Since those first, take those 6 wins to start his head coaching career away, and it's been fugly, not ugly, fugly.
It's been with a capital F. It has. And that's why I did not want him. I wanted Bisaccia to stay. Mark Davis rules the roost, maybe more than anybody but Jerry Jones in the NFL. Mark Davis is his call. His dad's not here anymore, and he invokes Al Davis all the time, his father. He wanted the guy. He's got the quarter. I'm telling you, I know it sounds crazy that he might have benched Carr. There's money involved. There's always money involved. That's not a thing. Everybody's got money. Everybody's got money involved. But I think he wants to see if Stidham can play the last 2 games. That's why he's playing against San Francisco and against Kansas City.
Mark, Stidham has no shot at being a starting quarterback.
That may be true, but they better have a plan B if they're just going to dump Carr unless it's a draft pick. What's the plan B? Go get another free agent quarterback for the same amount of money? That might not be any better than Derek Carr's numbers. If you took Carr's name off his Pro Football Reference and looked at his numbers, you would say it's one of the best quarterbacks going.
Right.
And then you see, oh, Derek Carr.
No doubt. All right, we want to hear from you on this Worship Wednesday. 877-99 on Fox. 877-99 on Fox. Was Derek Carr the biggest problem in Las Vegas? Because I don't think so. I think it's Josh McDaniels. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple with the man, Mark Wilson, in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. Alex there. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For 25 glorious years in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're enjoying your holiday week. And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker along with the man, Mark Wilson.
Yo.
Filling in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. Or for you laymen out there, 877-996-9999. 63-69, we're talking about the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. They have sacked quarterback Derek Carr. And where are you on this? Are you buying this? Is he the problem? Or as I say, it's Josh McDaniels. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. All right, Mark, let's do it.
Anthony out in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Man, love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
I think it's crazy. I think McDaniels, he's the problem. Derek Carr has been a starter there 9 years. He is a franchise quarterback, whether people want to believe it or not. He's a franchise quarterback, and to disrespect him like that, to bench him with 2 games left, and even though you got a small possibility to get to the playoffs, you still have a possibility. You just don't fall on far. You just saw Roger.
No doubt, Anthony. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Anthony, I got to tell you, though, and there was no guarantee. This was discussed between McDaniels and Davis that Carr would be in the – he would be up for grabs, that he did not have to inherit him. Maybe the first year, but this was talked about. So this is not unusual this is happening. It's only that it's unusual it's happening now. And by the way, Rob, there is a guy that McDaniels also has a relationship with from New England that might be available for quarterback purposes. purposes
yeah,
next
thank
year.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. All
I right. think you know him pretty well from the University of Michigan.
Yes, I do know that guy.
All Tom right. Brady, which we've been, by the way, debating since he was in college. I want to tell everybody
yes,
that.
Yes, that's how
Rob
long
was
ago.
A Drew Henson guy. I was the Brady guy. This is back when he was at Michigan.
This is back in the 90s.
He's been doing this for 25 years.
877-99 on Fox.
Skyler in Seattle, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. How are you, Skyler?
Oh, great, man. I just want to say I've been a longtime Raiders fan, and this is just really disappointing. I mean, before Carr got there, our franchise was a joke. He brought stability to it for the past 9 years. He's broken every Raiders record out there. Like, what are you doing? At least give the guy another year. This makes no sense to me at all. Give him a defense. Give him an O-line. But just to cut him, this is crazy.
No
doubt.
He's
played in one playoff game. He's played in one playoff game, and that was earlier this year.
Yeah, and how many has Stidham played in? I mean,
that's how young guys go, Rob. That's the way it goes. You want to see a guy play? He's got a. How are you going to see him play? It's not going to just be reps in practice.
Yeah,
with the ones.
Yeah, but I just don't believe he's going to be a starting quarterback, Mark. And I just think this is total disrespect. This is about saving money. This is about. Derek Carr is a better quarterback. He's had a bad season, but so has Josh McDaniels. He's had a terrible season as coach. Nobody's choked down three 17-point leads.
No, it's kind of historic. It's kind of historic.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah, it's historic, and a lot of that is his defense too, which they added Chandler Jones.
How did they get a 17-point lead, Derek Carr?
They got that lead, and they couldn't hold the lead. I get that. But you know what, Rob? I'll say it 100 times over. Who's the only one in the Pro Football Reference page that has a record next to him? It's not the defensive line people.
No,
it's not
I know.
The kicker. It's only the quarterback that has a record next to his name in Pro Football Reference, in the book.
877-99 on Fox. Let's squeeze a few more in.
Sean, Sacramento. That's the capital. You're on Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Sure.
Yo, my uncle from another mother. Welcome, Mr. Man. Man,
what's up, man?
It's a real return of Motown out here, man.
There you go.
That's right. Mark the Man Wilson. No
doubt. There you
go. First of all, congratulations on 25th anniversary coming up next year.
Yeah,
but bigger
thank you.
Than that, man, when I heard the theme song, I thought Rita Rainbow was coming on. That's a real production, man. We need to get that in rotation out of the fight share every Thursday.
That was our theme. I mean, it's still a fun theme song, no doubt.
I love it, man. I love it. So my take on this, man, is, Rob, you hit the nail on the head. Ever since McDaniels had those videotapes torn up by the NFL after Spygate and all the other scandals with the Broncos, this guy has been a sub-500 head coach. Besides all that, if it wasn't for a whole lot of shenanigans coming out of New England, he wouldn't even have the credentials to be a head coach. He's been a flame out everywhere he's gone. You can't trust the guy. Just look what he did to the Colts. And what he did to Carr is just absolutely disgraceful. As a Northern California representative, and I know they're not out here anymore, Raider fans are in an uproar. All Derek Carr did was go out there and ball. He's had over 9 offensive coordinators,
right.
5 head coaches. What do you expect the guy to do? Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Welcome to the show. But this guy is not who you need
hey,
to
Hey, I'm
blame.
With you on Carr. Look, again.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
That was then. This is now. That was then. This is now.
It's crazy. All right. Coming up on the Odd Couple, we have Greg Jennings, of course, the Super Bowl champ and Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. That's right, Greg Jennings. You know that.
The Greg Jennings from Western Michigan University?
No doubt. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And let's welcome in Greg Jennings. Greg, what's happening?
What's going on?
We're doing great. Say hi to Mark Wilson. Mark Wilson, Greg, used to be my radio partner in Detroit. We did our first radio show together. Ready? 25 years ago, if you could believe that.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And
for me, Greg Jennings isn't just Western Michigan Bronco Greg Jennings. He's also one of the greatest high school athletes in the state of Michigan, who went
First
to Cal.
Call, Mark.
Hold on. Kalamazoo Central with Derek Jeter and a great Mike Squires also went to Kalamazoo
See,
Central.
Now you need to notice, Greg, that Mark went to Michigan State. He was a sportscaster up in Lansing, so he's all about Michigan.
And Detroit, of course. I was in television in Detroit for many years, too.
Crazy.
All crazy. Right.
So let's get here, Greg. Let's start here. I got an issue with the Raiders and what Josh McDaniels is doing to Derek Carr. First of all, they're not totally eliminated from the playoffs. So to sit your starting quarterback, who I'll grant you hasn't had a good year, but he also wasn't part of blowing 3 17-point leads this year. What do you make of this to put in Jarrett Stidham?
This is what organizations do. This is what teams do when they want to point the finger at somebody outside of themselves or other than themselves. Like there was halfway through the season, up until they actually started winning a few of these games, we were like, Josh McDaniels is done.
Right.
Done. And for me, this is the leverage that teams have that fans need to understand. Like, when players stand up for themselves, they have a right to. Like, we never have leverage the way Derek Carr can get cut. Yes, he has a no trade clause, but he can get cut. Like, that's tough, man.
And that's what it is to me. This is a financial thing. They owe Josh McDaniels 3 more years. They can get out of Carr's contract, which is, $33 million, but they got to cut him by February. This is like a financial thing. If it was reversed, Josh McDaniels would be out the door.
Exactly. This is all financial. This is why players, when they're trying to get their money and they're holding out, there needs to be a little bit more understanding when players do this type of thing.
Well, look, I want to say this, though. I don't know what you're talking about, really. Not both of you together, but the idea that Josh McDaniels would lose his job in the first year a la Denver with Mark Davis was not going to happen. If someone's going to win that battle, it's going to be McDaniels over Carr, if that's what you're thinking. Don't forget the money. Mark Davis is a different breed of cat. When he hired McDaniels, it wasn't to fire him in week 16 or 15. That was not going to happen like the Denver situation.
Oh, totally understand and agree with that. And I'm not saying that he would have been fired, but again, fingers get pointed when you don't have the success you deem to have.
All right, speaking of the Nathaniel Ken Hackett firing and what's happened there.
What a terrible name to have. He's been teased since grade school.
Yeah, well, he can't hack it. But in that situation, do you look at it? I think his is different. We get that Russell Wilson has played horribly. I mean, just a terrible season. Greg, we couldn't imagine him playing that poorly. But Nathaniel Hackett really did a terrible job. He wasn't ready to be a head coach. Is that right?
He did. He absolutely didn't do himself any service of preparing his team to win. With him being an offensive coach, like, your offense doesn't produce that. It would have been different if the defense had failed them. But it's the offense. That's what you were brought here to do. And it just, again, from the start, he didn't look prepared. He looked equipped. Didn't have the people on staff that was going to support him enough to where he could execute the job and deliver.
By the way, about Russell Wilson, Greg, I mean, you've been around great quarterbacks. The word that was used by the Denver GM was a little creepy to me. It bothered me a little bit. It was fixable. We believe he's fixable. You're talking about a guy in 9 Pro Bowls who's won a Super Bowl, been to 2, his career 65% passer, 40,000 yards, 300-plus touchdown, 90, and a career quarterback rating of 100.2. There are guys who would settle for 1 year of 100.2. The word fixable, did you like hearing that Russell Wilson is fixable?
I did, because he's looked broken all year. Like, I'm being honest.
That's true this year, he has.
Let's be honest. Like, Russell Wilson has not looked like all the accolades that you just listed off. He was that, but has he been that for a team that paid him a ton of money to be that?
$50 million or so, right?
Yeah. Like you got to deliver. Like, Russell Wilson came over with this sense of entitlement, and the expectation was not met.
And it wasn't supposed to be a long-term plan. He was supposed to do it this year.
It was supposed to be add quarterback, add water, serve, and go to the Super Bowl.
Not 82% quarterback. Why? Not an 82 rating, the back to the 100-plus rating.
No doubt. Let me ask you about another quarterback. Tua down in Miami with the concussion. They say this is the second. We might think he had three. You remember when he was woozy? And that one didn't count as a concussion. He said he just felt dizzy or something. But anyway, my point is people are saying he shouldn't play. He should save himself. He shouldn't play anymore this year. Where are you on Tua? Should he go back out there if he's cleared from the concussion, or should he not play the final two games?
No, I'm with what everybody's saying, too, because I'm one of those in that everybody group. You can't play, man. You can't play. If we're screaming and yelling at the NFL and the Miami Dolphins for putting players out there, you can't protect a player that's unwilling to protect himself. You just can't do it. And so for Tua, we saw this with Aguilar and Parker, a teammate. First time I've ever seen that. A teammate stopped the game, basically, to get his teammate off of the field. Like, because he was more aware and mindful of what was going on and what had taken place. He walked into that facility Monday morning and addressed it. That lets me know he's very mindful of what's going on. Mm. So I don't think that he should play anymore this year. I'm not saying his career is over, not at all, because he's young and he can bounce back. But this year,
I'm with you on Tua not playing. And one of the reasons they're trying to push Tua to play, in my opinion, is because I talked about a Raiders problem earlier. We have a Dolphins problem. Because basically the Dolphins haven't done anything since they won two Super Bowls. I mean, let's face it. They went to two. They didn't win them. What else have they done? Tell me, in a half a century.
I agree.
Dan Marino played for 18 years, won nothing.
I agree.
So I think that's a Miami problem. I think the fans want to see something because they haven't seen it in so long that they don't believe Teddy Bridgewater can get that done.
Yeah, and I would beg to differ. I think Teddy can be something for you.
I do too. I like Bridgewater. I do too.
Yeah, you got to think he hasn't really truly started a game where the game plan was supported. He was supported with the game plan. Tua got knocked out in Cincy. He jumped in. The following game, he gets knocked out. Then he doesn't start, and then he jumps in. So he hasn't had the runway and the support to back him in what he does and what he can provide that offense.
Let me ask you, Greg, about Baker Mayfield, and obviously the Rams are playing out the string, but there are general managers and teams looking around. You know, there's a lot of quarterback issues in this league. You know, a lot of teams need quarterbacks. He's done nothing but help himself, hasn't he, since he's played with the Rams?
He's definitely helped himself, and I'm actually excited for Baker because I think this entire year has been a humbling experience for him. Like when you watch Vibrant on the sideline, being a backup, still being involved and in tune, locked in, that means something. He cares. He actually cares. And so for me to see him start to play well and when he's supported, it's gonna work out for Baker just fine.
We got 1 minute left, Mark. You got one more?
Well, just I wanted to ask Greg real quick. You got Minnesota, you got Buffalo, okay? Here's two of you know, we're supposed to think that they're two now of the elite teams. You got the Vikings and the Bills.
Except for the Vikings' defense is horrific.
It's bad, but they're still the record is what it is. Your buddy Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
0-8 in Super Bowls between those two teams. You played for the Vikings. Is there 0-8? They've never, again, never won. I'm all about winning something. They've never won anything. The Bills went to four straight, didn't win. Vikings went to four with Bud Grant, didn't win. Where do they stand? Are they really two teams that are contenders to win something this year?
I love the Vikings, and I'm pulling for them. They've had what I would classify as a Hollywood season where the script has just been written for them to win. I don't know how it ends. But if it continues the way that it's been going, I don't believe them in the postseason.
You don't believe.
I don't believe in them in the postseason. Yeah. If they're going to play like this.
Right.
By the way, Bud Grant is 95.
Is he still alive?
Yes. He just did like a town hall.
That's unbelievable.
He did like a town hall in Minneapolis recently.
Crazy. All right. Hey, Greg, always a pleasure.
Greg, thank you, man. Good to hear you.
Yes, thanks for the knowledge and the info. And Happy New Year, my man.
Happy New Year to you guys as well.
All right. The Las Vegas Raiders aren't the only team who made a move that doesn't make any sense. We'll explain that next. It is The Odd Couple with the man Mark Wilson in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you're not as buff as Greg Jennings in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is a Worship Wednesday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And, hey, Mr. Man, it is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right, Shekel City. Last night, Mr. Wilson, I was 2-1.
Okay.
Wasn't in the money. I needed all three. I needed a hat trick. But tonight for Shekel City, I have the streaking Brooklyn Nets going for 10 in a row. I got them as my best bet, -6.5 in Atlanta. I'm going with the Pistons +1.5. They're taking on the Magic. And, of course, the Magic scored the first 9 points. That's just typical. And I have the Heat -8.5.
That was a snore, by the way.
I know. Hosting the Lakers in Miami. So there you go. Nets -6.5, Pistons +1.5, Heat -8.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. All right, Mark, let's do some quick baseball here. So the Pittsburgh Pirates, they signed a pitcher.
They did.
That sounds good, right? They're trying to compete. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go get a pitcher.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. And take the Penguins with you.
Take the Penguins with you. Not the Penguins.
Not the Penguins. Okay, not the Penguins. Take the Steelers.
Take the Steelers with you. Yeah, right.
But anyway, Mark, they sign 42-year-old Rich Hill. I mean, he's bounced around, but they signed 42-year-old Rich Hill to their team. And I got a problem with it. The Pittsburgh Pirates are filled with young kids They're not going anywhere. They're not competing for anything. Why in the world would you sign a 42-year-old pitcher when you should, Mark, be given a young pitcher and let him develop and get some innings and whatever it takes in the big leagues? What is this?
Hang on. I'm counting how many teams Hill has been with in his career.
We don't have all day.
This might be 12. This will be his 12th franchise. This will be 12. He was 8-7 last year. He did start 26 in Boston. ERA was 4.27. WHIP was not good, 13.03. I'm really trying to find a defense on this. And man, oh man, dude. Rich Hill started his career in 05 with the Cubs. He's still pitching as we hit 2023. I have nothing. I have nothing as to why the Pirates, who simply can't, I mean, haven't won. Now, when was the last time they won? 1979.
1979, and that was a great team.
With Stargell and with Pops.
We are family's been divorced for 40 years.
So we're talking 44 years since they have put together, you know, even with Leland when they.
They had Barry Bonds and Doug Drabeck, right?
They never got to the World Series during those NL East runs. Pittsburgh, to me, has made some really weird moves over the course of the last 5, 6, 7 years with veteran players, bringing them on when, again, like you said, they should be going into the farm system and finding guys in double or triple or even.
Let those guys eat the innings up, Mark, right?
I would do that, too. I would absolutely do that. I think, and they're paying a pretty good penny, a pretty good shekel.
How much is he making? I didn't even see the money.
Is it $8 million? Is that what they're giving him for 2023? Something like that?
But $8 million.
I think it's somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a nice neighborhood. Was that right?
Yeah.
It's $8 million for Rich Hill, a guy who's going to turn 43 years old. And, again, he was with the Red Sox last year. If I'm Pittsburgh, though, I am not wasting a dollar of that on a veteran pitcher, not $1.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just, to me, it feels like you're just like –
But, Rob, you know, when you look at the –
It's an innings eater, but I would rather the kids –
Right, when you look at the landscape of Major League Baseball, though, the Pirates fall so short.
Well, but Mark, let's just be honest, and me and you both know the baseball was better when there were 24 teams. Can we lop off 6 teams? Seriously,
okay,
I know it won't happen because of the money that's involved in
TV. Get off my lawn.
Pittsburgh was a Major League city in baseball. It's not. Miami's
almost,
not.
Pittsburgh dominated.
Tampa
the start.
Bay's not. Okay,
people forget that Pittsburgh Pirates basically dominated the start of the 70s and the end of the 70s.
They so did the Baltimore great, Orioles. It's been
they
a
have
long
one
time.
Of the great finishes in the history of baseball with the Mazeroski home run in 1960, walk off against the Yankees. I mean that there is no tradition there right now, and there hasn't been in Pittsburgh for a long time. There's nothing there.
Yeah, I just – when I look at a move like
this –
It's
a sad situation for the Pirates people because they got a great ballpark.
Mark, PNC Park, one
Beautiful.
Of the best. And let me tell you, the way they built it, where they have the skyline out in center field, right, when you look at out at the backdrop, you see the city of Pittsburgh in your skyline. It is tremendous. But I'm dead serious, Mark. There are franchises, Kansas City – Pittsburgh, all these places that just don't anymore aren't major league cities, and I don't know why we can't accept that. Pittsburgh is one of them, and it makes no sense to see them signing. Their payroll is ridiculously low, but yet they're giving $8 million to a 42-year-old who's going to be 43.
It makes no sense, but like you just said, and one of your cities, you know, I still wonder where the Cincinnati Reds are going. The Cincinnati Reds haven't won anything since 1990. It's been 3 years. Going to be
Lou
33
Piniella
years.
Lou Piniella was the manager, right?
When your buddy Lou Piniella was the manager, I remember going to Plant City in spring training. They had that beautiful graphic, 1990 World Series champions on the side of the wall at Plant City. Remember that, Rob?
Oh yeah,
that beautiful ballpark that's not being used anymore. I think it's Exit 14 down on the I-4 corridor. And if I would have told you that the Reds would not have won anything from 19 after that World Series till 2022, you would have thought it was crazy.
Yeah,
because they had the systems in place. The Reds did.
It never happened. It's hard to win, and that's what people need to understand. We look at it all the time now. We talk about it. The Dodgers have won one in 33 years, Mark, or whatever it is, and the Yankees haven't won since 2009. It don't. You don't win every year, but some of these other teams, none of it makes any sense.
Well, the Oakland A's, who might be the Las Vegas A's when it's all said and done, not too far from now. The Oakland A's had a movie called Moneyball, right? We all remember it. What did they win in it?
All right. Hey, hour number two of the Odd Couple's coming up. We're going to get into the NBA. So you want to stick and stay.
All of America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.